Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along. You're listening to episode 283 of the Milk Bar. Jason Forrest on my own for a second week. Zoe's still not too well at the time of recording. She should be over a migraine hopefully by now. Coming up on the show this week, we'll be finding out all about the Wild Bites Cafe and Lounge in the heart of Wolverhampton. We'll have a chat with Samantha Pittman a little bit later on. Mike Coop tells us all about the events they have taking place in Pattingham in the run-up to Christmas and a very special event at St John's in Wolverhampton as well. And also we'll be talking to Ed Cartwright. He's an artist. He does some sculpting with some very interesting everyday objects. Tell you more about that a little bit later on. And also on the show this week, we'll have music from Sean Moore with a few of his favourite cover versions. But first of all, Monday the 24th through the Saturday the 29th of November sees the full Monty at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre. And one of the stars of the show is Lewis Emmerich, who joins me on the phone now. Hello.
How are you, mate? You're all right?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. It's a bit wet here in Plymouth at the moment, but, you know, it's been a good run so far.
It must be an absolutely fantastic production to be part of, because people will know your face from all of your TV work, but they're going to get to see a lot more of you in this, aren't they?
Yeah, if we can't bribe the lighting man enough, then they do get to see quite a bit more.
Yes,
yeah.
There's been stories in the national press about a little bit of a lighting malfunction is probably the best way of putting it.
Yeah, a little malfunction, yeah. We're obviously not buying the right drink for the lighting man. We'll have to sort that out.
So, I mean, the Full Monty was a brilliant film, and there's been various stage performances, and it's one that does get done quite a lot by amateur groups, but it's nice to know that there's actually a full professional cast out there on tour across the UK at the moment, and you're coming to Wolverhampton.
Yeah, looking forward to that. I mean, what's been good about this is that it just seems to be a bit of a juggernaut at the moment. I mean, if you look on Twitter and Facebook and people who've been to it are spreading the word, so we're playing to packed houses everywhere we go, you know, and it's really nice, you know. I mean, a lot of the actors in this group are actors around the country, you know. I've played in front of maybe 40, 50 people sometimes, so to be playing in front of 1,000 plus is just tremendous, you know.
So how did you get involved in this one? Because you're mostly known for stuff like Brookside and all that sort of thing, aren't you?
Yeah, but I mean, since I left Brookside in 2001, and fortunately in that 13 years, you know, the TV and film and theatre work's kind of gone hand in hand, and sort of per average a year, it's been like, you know, a couple of TV productions, a couple of theatre productions, which is ideal, really, because, you know, you're able to kind of get the live stuff and the film stuff as well. So, yeah, I went along for the audition for David T Productions and unfortunately got the nod, you know?
Yeah, you've got to have something about you, though, to do this one, because lighting difficulties aside, it is very much about you and how you look on that stage. And, I mean, you just turned 25, I think, haven't you?
That's right, yeah, 26 next birthday, yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe you're actually the wrong side of 60, according to the Wikipedia page about you.
No, don't believe that. They put 10 years on me. I'm actually 51, not 61. They put me down as 53 instead of 63.
I do like seeing what's true and false when we have a chat with some of the people about what's on Wikipedia.
Yeah, well, somebody said to me, I did an interview last week, and somebody said on Wikipedia, somebody said, I ate something in Glasgow, Nips and Tatches or something, and left the crust of pie or something like that. It's like, I was just howling about, you know. And I think at some point it's even got my first wife down as a different name and my kids a different name. So that's how accurate that is. But anyway, I'm 51, not 60.
But even so, it's being on stage with that sort of, you know, anything like that. I'm 42 and I don't think I'd get up there and do it, to be fair.
Well, you know, I mean, the thing about this is these guys, you know, let's not forget that there is a lovely story there. You know, I mean, Thatcher's years, especially in the middle 80s, I mean, I'm not sure how Wolverhampton fared, but certainly a lot of the northern towns, you know, a lot of them were decimated because of the way she went about things. Mm-hmm. So it's good to remember that story of it was a kind of a desperation that forced these guys to do this. But also, what the beauty of it is that they're not supposed to be Adonises or muscle bonnets, and they're just six guys of various ages and shapes and sizes, you know what I mean? And I think that's part of the attraction of it. I think if they were all six-packed and muscle-bound all over, it wouldn't quite have been the same, you know what I mean? That's my thing, and that's what I'm sticking to anyway.
Yeah, means you don't have to go to the gym, which is quite good. But I bet you've still gone to the gym since you got this part, haven't you?
I tried at first, but then I was just so busy not being able to, you know.
So what else has been going on with the career? Obviously, this is a big part of your life at the moment with the tour, but should we be looking out for you on TV? Or maybe a few repeats?
I was recently on an episode of New Tricks, which went out about a month ago for BBC, and you know, I've done various things like Silent Witness, which is lovely about. But there may be a possibility of more Benidorm. We're kind of in talks for that, so that might be something next year that people might, as Norman the Doorman, I did two episodes in the last series, and there may be a possibility of more of those coming up, but we're just sort of, it's just in talks at the moment.
Yeah, it is a much loved series as well, and the number of people who appear and disappear then reappear in that, it is a bit of fun, and I suppose a bit of a holiday in the sun too.
Well, it is. I mean, it's a lovely cast of pieces. The regular cast are great, and the crew. And it's you know, what's not to like? You know, fly into the film and doing a bit of film and then come back again. You know, it's lovely. So, like I say, we're just kind of, it's something that's in talks, and if that comes off, it'll be great. But you know, since Brookside, I mean, I've never had this amount of work in front of me. I mean, this tour since we started, I think it's going to work out to be about 8 months. Because we have a break at December when we finish in Brighton, and then we have a break for 4 weeks, and we pick up in January and go through to next May. So I won't be sort of badgering my agent for around about March. I think I'll be saying, okay, well, what's happening out there, you know?
But no Panto this Christmas for you because she's too busy doing the full Monty.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was you know, the full Monty, and it's quite nice. I mean, I've done Panto for the last number of years, and I enjoy Panto, don't get me wrong, but there is only that one day you have off, and this will be the first Christmas in a long time that me and my wife and kids will be able to really enjoy, and I'll be around though, and not have to be rushing off anyway, you know, so looking forward to that.
Well, I know it's going to be very, very busy at the Grand. Tickets have been selling exceptionally well. If you do want to get in there, you might just about have a chance to get them. And it's Monday through to Saturday, as I say, 24th to the 29th. You've got a matinee on Wednesday the 26th and Saturday the 29th of November. 7:30 in the evening, 2:30 for the matinees. And you've got to get your kit off a number of times during that period.
I know. You know, enlightening things, and it's great the way it just sort of builds up to a frenzy in the end, and it's just a great, you know, just a side story. We had a lady here in Plymouth, one of our actors, Andrew Dunn, was speaking to do a couple, and their son was in hospital quite ill at the weekend, and they were in two minds whether to still come and see the show. Anyway, they did, and they just said it was the best 2 hours and just what they needed given the circumstances. For 2 hours they were able to just laugh and enjoy, and it's nice to be kind of a part of that with a story like that. But people say the same thing, you know, they come and it's a great 2.5 hours of just of enjoyment, you know what I mean? And that's nice. It's proud to be a part of that, something like that.
Well, you were a brilliant cast as well, obviously yourself. You got Andrew Dunn, Gary Lucy, Rupert Hill, Martin Miller and Bobby Schofield as the headliners. The music itself is as featured in the film, and it's a really enjoyable feel-good stage play, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic. And when we were in Northampton, we had Tom Jones' music management came to watch it and really enjoyed it, and so that was quite... And then we had the writer himself, Simon Beaufoy, came last night in Oxford the week before that. And was waxing so lyrical about it. Again, we're so proud that the writer himself, and he's going to come and see it again, so that there's no better, along with your 1,000+ every time that come, testament that we're in something a bit special, you know what I mean?
It really does capture the time, and there's a lot of people out there who remember what it was like, so it is good to see, not so much a bit of fun poked at it, but a bit of fun in the name of all the troubles that took place and the lives that were sort of broken, unfortunately, during that time.
That's right. I mean, and the comedy comes out of a truth. It's not like there's a funny line. I think that's what makes it so funny. It comes out of the desperation, that kind of gallows humour that we all kind of know about, you know what I mean? And I think it's just great writing, and I'm sure the people of Wolverhampton will be disappointed.
What's your favourite bit of the show?
Oh, One that I generally laugh at still quite a lot every night. I find myself smiling to it when Guy is the one who's with the sort of, shall we say, enhanced part of his body, and whenever he kind of whips that out, just like I still get a smile on my face. It's just the way everybody reacts and he himself, and it's but there's lots of great moments in there, you know, that are still making me smile. And, you know, I think last night it was said that we've done our 80th performance, and it still feels fresh. You know, it still feels. I mean, that's partly down to the writer, of course, and it's a great cast. We all get on, and we still come off smiling ourselves. So I think that says a lot, you know.
Yep, and as a performer, you can tell when you're enjoying a well-written piece on stage, because it sort of trips off your tongue without, you know, no worries, and you can really see the pleasure that you're bringing to the audience because you're enjoying the work too.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, I mean, a lot of people say that. They, you know, people remote say, you guys are like, you're having a good time, which we are, and it's nice that kind of radiates out into the audience. So it's great, and that is, you know, that is the truth. That's the way it is.
If you do want tickets, 01902 429212 is the box office number for the Grand Theatre. You can also book online at grandtheatre.co.uk. Get yourself along and see the lads on stage. You never know, the lights may go wrong. You could see more than you were planning to. And that's Monday the 24th through to Saturday the 29th of November. Louis Emmerich, thank you for joining us. Great talking to you, and break a leg or anything that you need to in this production. And have a fantastic time on stage.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to seeing Wolverhampton. Cheers. Looking forward to being there.
See you soon. Ciao for now.
Take care. Bye.
Time to take our first track from Sean Moore now. This is his version of Chasing Cars.
We'll do it all. Everything. On our own. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you laugh with me and just forget the world? Oh, if I just lay here? Would you love me and just forget the world?
Sean Moore with his cover of Chasing Cars, the Snow Patrol song, and he joins us now on the phone. How are you, sir?
I'm not too bad, thank you.
Good stuff. Now, you've been on about 2 years since you were last on the show, and there's been a few changes in around your life since then, but also you've had a few health issues and had to take a bit of a break from singing for a while.
Just a few, nothing major, but we soldier on them when we have to.
You're busier than ever, it seems, at the moment as well, though, because you've had loads of gigs over the last few weeks. You've got probably a busy December into Christmas, because people do want you as Olly Murs at their Christmas parties.
Well, there is that. It is a very busy December, gigging all, well, relatively local for a change, which is nice, considering this year I've been all over the UK, touring, doing Essex and Newcastle and... But it's actually nice to be back at home and doing stuff in the West Midlands.
So, and what's the stage show featuring these days? Because obviously there is the Olly Murs side of things, but you do a load of other covers, as we'll hear throughout the show this week.
Yeah, I mean, I cover everything from swing to up-to-date music. I also take requests so we can have a bit of fun on the night and, you know, just enjoy ourselves and get everybody involved. That's mainly what I'll do. And then the Olly Murs show just speaks for itself. It's Olly Murs.
And he's got an increasing number of hits. There's more good music every time he brings out a new single. It must be quite good fun. We're waiting to see what's going to come out every time there's a new album, seeing what tracks you can learn off that you know are going to be hits.
Yeah, it's nice when he brings a new album out, because obviously that means I have to practice a lot more. So keeps me even more busy than what I already am. But it is nice to learn new tracks and to mix the sets up slightly and perform. I mean, especially his new one, which is absolutely brilliant to perform. It's a really cheeky track, so it gets the crowd going as well. It's really good track he's released.
And I know you like to interact with the audience as well when you're there, and you even get them on stage with you sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, he has been known. I've even had people singing along with me, but that's part of the show. I leave that to each and every venue. If I told you all my secrets, it wouldn't be secrets, would they?
Okay, I suppose there is that. What have you got this gig-wise coming up over the next few weeks?
This Wednesday, I'm doing a charity event in Warsaw. It's Yates's Wine Bar, which I'll be performing as Olly Murs. But there's also lots of other acts on, lots of local acts. It's supporting Warsaw Society for the Blind. So it's a local charity as well, which the people at Yates's do this annually, and it's nice to give something back to the local community.
So it's Wednesday the 26th of November, Yates's in Warsaw, and how do people get tickets for that one?
It's just £2 on the door, and all the proceeds go to Warsaw Society for the Blind. Then putting a raffle on, and there's other things going on through the night as well. So it'll be good fun for everybody. I've also got some gigs coming up in the Warsaw area, my hometown, which is nice. So I'll be doing the Linden House Hotel, which is a ticketed event, but last I heard was selling very, very well. So if you do want to get down there and have a great night, I'd get down to Linden House for tickets. Also performing even more local to home in Bloxwich, which is really good, but you can check all that out on my website on shawneymoore.com, where it's got all the events leading up to Christmas.
And you've got some YouTube videos as well, so people can see what you do when you're doing the Olly tribute as well.
Yeah, if you type in Shawnee Moore onto YouTube, there'll be tracks come up there. And also, like you say, a little show reel of myself performing as Olly Murs. So, you can find that nice and simple. Shawnee Moore, it pops up on the search bar.
Great. OK, what are we going to hear from you next?
We'll do a little track. It's an old track of mine that I covered many a years back, but I still love it. It's a little bit of Walking in Memphis.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. I touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. W.C. Handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. When I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off the beat. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? saw the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland, and I watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him, they just hovered round his tomb. But there's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room. When I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off the beat. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? They got catfish on the table, they got gospel in the air, and Reverend Green, be glad to see you when you haven't got a prayer. But boy, you got a prayer in Memphis. Now Muriel plays piano every Friday at the Hollywood, and they brought me down to see her, and she asked me if I would do a little number, and I sang with all my might. And she said, tell me, are you a Christian child? And I said, ma'am, I am tonight. Walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off of view. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off of view. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. I touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain.
Sean Moore with Walking in Memphis. We'll hear a bit more from him very soon. Wolverhampton has a brand new internet cafe on Darlington Street. It's been there just over a month now. Tell us all about Wild Bites. It's Samantha Pitfield. Hello.
Hello.
How are we doing?
We're good. We're doing really well. For a new business.
I was going to say, because it's a brand new business. And something I have to admit, I don't know whether Wolverhampton's had an internet cafe before.
There is.
Oh, right.
But nothing like we've done.
Okay, that's the important bit then.
It is. Ours is completely different. we've taken the format of the old internet cafe, where you have just computers, and we've mixed it with the modern coffee shop. So we have freshly ground coffee, we have freshly prepared lunches and sandwiches, and we have lovely seating and a warm, comfortable atmosphere. And Wi-Fi, so you can sit and do your own work on your own laptop or your own iPad at a table with your nice cup of coffee over lunch, or you can use the computers that we've got as well.
Yeah, because many people have got a computer in their pocket these days, haven't they?
They do. And so we had to modernise. And I think a lot of people now, although there are some that don't have their own device, a lot of people do. And you can see them in coffee shops with their laptops. And I just thought, Wolverhampton needs a designated space for those people that are self-employed or up-and-coming entrepreneurs that need somewhere to go that's a bit more modern.
And maybe you want to have a nice cup of coffee,
yes,
in a good environment whilst also getting a bit of work done as well, away from the office and people interrupting.
Absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely. Nothing gets done in office these days, I'm pretty sure. Everybody gets their work done in their lunch breaks. It seems to be the way these days. So, I thought I'd provide a place that was community orientated. Everybody knew about it, and it was in the city centre. So when you did get a break, you can, you know, come and join us.
So is the Wi-Fi included in the price of your coffee then?
It is.
So no extra charge if you bring your own device, but you can also rent one as well?
You can.
How much does that cost?
It's £1 an hour. And
that's
you get
not
a
bad.
Pay-as-you-go voucher.
Yeah.
And if you don't use the full hour, you keep the code, you come back, you can use it again.
Right, so if you just wanted to pop in and check your emails on Gmail or something like that, you can literally do that, grab something to drink as well. Before you know it, you maybe even make one internet voucher last your entire week, but get absolutely sky high on caffeine.
Absolutely.
Now, what sort of range of drinks are you doing? Because as you say, it is proper coffee in a proper coffee shop.
It is. We've got cafe latte, cappuccino, Americanos, your classic espresso. We've also got mochas, which is a mix between coffee and hot chocolate. And then we've got the hot chocolate. It's all locally sourced. We get a coffee roasted nearby.
They grow it in Bilston?
They don't grow
no, okay.
it in Bilston.
I'm playing you up,
do
sorry.
They roast it in Bushbury.
Oh, that's all right then.
Yeah. There's a family business that's been going for years, Shropshire Coffee. And they're brilliant, and they really, really, really good coffee.
And what sort of snacks have you got down there as well? Literally the bites bit of it.
Yeah, we've got the standard cupcakes, muffins, crisps and chocolates. We've also got freshly prepared baguettes, paninis and sandwiches. Our special at the moment is tea cake. Everybody Ooh. Loves a toasted tea
a toast,
cake.
And, yeah, it's winter, toasted tea cake, a bit
Absolutely.
Of hot butter on it.
Absolutely.
Hits the spot, doesn't it?
Tea and a toasted tea cake, £1.50. Thank you very much.
And for those who don't wish to go for the caffeine option, is there decaf tea and coffee available?
We've got specialty teas. We've got Earl Grey, we've got green tea, we've got peppermint tea, we've got fruit teas, lemon and ginger. And we've also got normal PG tips and Tetley.
That's the way it works. If you have a preference, you can say, I want the one with the little Tetley tea folk, please. Can you do
yeah.
that?
That's well, nice. We do. We always offer. We always offer.
Actually, I do have friends who are obsessed with drinking PG tips because it's the brand their mum and dad bought.
Exactly.
So I'll just drink anything, though, I think. I used to
a
look...
lot of people do. A lot of people are like, whatever.
Supermarket own brand will do me.
Yeah.
But obviously, you're selling quality stuff down there. And yeah. So where do we find you on Darlington Street?
We are in between House of Fraser, or as most people know it, BT's and the post office, opposite Commandos, and it's on Townwell Fold, which is like a little alleyway at the top of the Darlington Street.
So just out the way as well, yeah.
Very close to the man on the horse.
Okay. Ah, well, that end, right.
Yes.
Got you. I shall have to come and check you out.
Fabulous.
Have you got your own website as well and Facebook page so
We're
people can
Facebook.
Like you?
We're on Facebook. Wild Bites Cafe and Lounge. You can find us on Facebook and on Twitter. It's at Wild Bites Cafe.
And you do cater for parties as well if someone wants to book you for an evening?
Yep, we've just had a birthday party this weekend actually for a little 4-year-old girl. And we had birthday cake, we had balloons, decorations, the whole works.
Sounds
so yes, you've got adults or kids, people of all ages. If you need a party, let us know. Give us a call. 01902-399-577.
That's 01902 Wolverhampton number 399-577. And pop along and see Samantha and the gang down at Wild Bites Cafe and Lounge.
Fabulous.
Great talking to you. It's always good to give some support to a new local business so people know that you're there and they can come along and enjoy. And
fantastic.
Smashing. Thanks again. See you
Thanks
soon.
Thanks very much. See you soon.
Time for some more music now, and we'll hear Sean Moore's take on a Michael Bublé song. This is Hold On.
Didn't they always say we were the lucky ones? I guess that we were once. Baby, we were once. But luck will leave you cause it is a faithless friend. And in the end, when life has got you down, you've got someone here you can wrap your arms around. So hold on to me tight. Hold on to me tonight. We are stronger here together than we could ever be alone. So hold on to me. don't you ever let me go. There's a thousand ways for things to fall apart, but it's no one's fault. No, it's not your fault. Maybe all the plans we made might not work out, but I have no doubt, even though it's hard to see, I've got faith in us and I believe in you and me. So hold on to me tight. Hold on, I promise it'll be alright. 'Cause it's you and me together, and baby, all we've got is time. So hold on to me, hold on to me tonight. And there's so many dreams that we have given up. Take a look at all we've got. And with this kind of love, what we've got here is enough. So hold on to me tight. Hold on, I promise it'll be alright. 'Cause we are stronger here together than we could ever be alone. Hold on to me, don't you ever let me go. Hold on to me, it's gonna be alright. Hold on to me tonight. Didn't they always say lucky ones?
Sean Moore with Hold On, his version of the Michael Bublé classic. Now, Black Country-based sculptor Ed Cartwright joins us on the phone to tell us all about some of his interesting creations. Ed, how are you doing?
I'm not too bad, thank you.
Good, glad to hear it. And you've been out there. I'm putting Yuri Geller to shame, basically, because some of the things I've seen you do with cutlery are quite astounding.
Thank you very much.
Now, you've got your creatures, you've got some really amazing life-size sculptures of people, so tell us more about your work and how all this came about.
It all started when I was making insects out of cutlery. I was looking for a cheap material to work with, and recycled cutlery from charity shops seemed to be the best way forward. I started making insects and it just grew from there, and I created birds and figures now. Human figures are the latest pieces I've been working on.
And it's interesting what you can do to make something so lifelike with such an everyday object.
Part of the reason I like using cutlery is because it is an everyday object, and by using it to create something else, I sort of draw attention to it, and I think it can make people look at these things in a different way. So I think in itself, each piece of cutlery is a sculpture in itself. If you look at the way it's designed, the sort of the ergonomics behind it, so the passing on the handle, just the way it's formed. So I quite sometimes like to use patterned pieces of cutlery within the sculpture, and it'll sort of draw people's attention to it.
So you must be looking for quite specific things when you're going around your charity shops picking things up. But you must, you know, also see a piece and think, I know what a creature that can be. That's going to work.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, it's odd. Sometimes you can immediately see what you want something to be. You know, you can just the shape of something suggests a swan's neck or something. And other times you're sort of trying to bend it to your own will, as it were.
And you must have pretty amazing welding skills too to get all this lot pulled together.
I have learned how to do a bit of welding, but it's I did a contemporary craft degree, so I've got quite a fair knowledge of different materials. So I sort of pull that together to do the artwork.
And your stuff has been seen throughout the Midlands, throughout the country. Have you gone global as well?
Not quite global yet, unfortunately, but I have been managed to get things around the country. I've been had stuff down in London and as far as Cornwall as well, which is actually where I did my degree.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a few bits coming up at the moment. I've got a piece up at the Dudley Building Society. I've put some of my work up in one of their branches. And locally as well, Artspace Dudley will have some of my work as part of their December exhibition.
So how do you then tie in with the Monovox Ministries as well?
That is just it's another vein of work that I'm currently working on. It involves sort of figures with speakers in the place of mouths. And then I use, I'm also a musician, I play saxophone. I go out into urban areas, record soundscapes, then intertwine saxophone and other musicians over the soundscapes and then present that through the speaker. So it's usually site-specific to whatever gallery has this sculpture in. I'll put the sculpture in and then record sounds around the gallery and then present that, bring that within inside the gallery for the installation.
And with a bit of a similar look, but with a very different way of making the sound itself, you've got the trumpeters as well.
Yes, yeah. I mean, I started with the trumpeters and then moved on to the Monovox Ministry figures.
Mm-hmm.
I am sort of really interested with figures and being a musician as well. There tends to be quite often a crossover. Yeah, something I'm continuing to work on, hopefully a bit more in the new year. It's still in development, really.
But, I mean, you're interested in the human form in many ways as well, because you've also got your body casting services you do.
Yes, indeed. I recently started doing a few casting projects. I've got a glass casting project in the pipeline in the future. Like I said, I was very lucky to have a very broad base in art education-wise. I did a good art foundation at Stourbridge College, and then I went to do a contemporary crafts course in Falmouth, which unfortunately has been closed down this year, but that's another story. And that course is really good in giving you a really broad experience of lots of different types of materials and different techniques. So I actually did a lot of casting at college, which I'm now sort of returning back to.
That in itself, it gives you something that's very personal. And if it's something, you know, whether it be you want to do the hand of one of your kids or something like that, so you've got something to tease them with when their boyfriend, girlfriend comes around in later life.
Indeed.
Or whether it's a full face mask that you maybe want to have incorporated into a piece of artwork for an anniversary. I mean, it must be really good fun putting these together.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun to actually do the process. And you end up with a really nice... You know, it's better than a photograph. It's photographs have become so prevalent with digital technology, but 3D images is still something that's not quite there yet. And having something solid in 3D is a really nice object to move forward with.
And if people do want to find out more about your work and how they maybe get a commission from you or see it on display, is that all available through your website?
Yes, you can go to artbyedwards.co.uk. Or you could send me a direct email, which is edwardcartwright1@hotmail.com. Or you can find me on Facebook. I'm Edward Cartwright Artist on Facebook. And I'm also on Twitter as well. So I'm fairly easy to track down.
So yeah, on Twitter, you're Ed Cartwright with the number 2 on the end. To
yeah,
make your name with that. These artists, what can you do?
Well, I ran out of letters for the...
So the number 2 came in there that way. OK then, Ed, great speaking to you. Thank you for joining us. Once again, your website was artbyed.co.uk. And does this mean at some point we're getting you back in to play music live for us in the studio too?
Yes, that'd be great. Certainly okay. The band I work with at the moment is Bhopar and the Mountain Valley Boys. You can find us out there on the internet. We're sort of a mixture of... mixture of punk and country music with a blues twist.
That sounds interesting. We'll look forward to that in a future week or two's time, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
Ed, great speaking to you. Thanks for joining us.
Cheers.
Time for our final song from Sean Moore now. This is his version of Cannonball, made famous by Damien Rice.
There's still a little bit of your taste in my mouth. Still a little bit of you laced with my doubt. It's still a little hard to say what's going on. Still a little bit of your ghost, your witness. Still a little bit of your face I haven't kissed. You step a little closer to
so close that I can't see what's going on. Storms taught me to fly. Love taught me to lie. Life taught me to die. So it's not hard to fall when you're flown like a cannonball. Still a little bit of your song in my ear. Still a little bit of your words I long to hear. You step a little closer to me, so close that I can't see what's going on. Stones, they taught me to fly. Love taught me to lie. Life taught me to die. So it's not hard to fall, and I don't wanna scare her. It's not hard to fall, and I don't wanna lose her. It's not hard to grow when you know that you just don't know. Stones, they taught me to fly. Love taught me to lie. Life taught me to die. So it's not hard to fall when you're flown like a cannon. Stones taught me to fly. Love taught me to lie. So come on, correct, teach me to be shy. And it's not hard to fall when you float like a cannonball.
Sean Moore with Cannonball. Now, Patigam is always a very, very busy village. And to tell us more about what's going on in the run-up to Christmas, Mike Coopy, hello.
Hello, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Good stuff. Now, it's been a, probably a very busy 2014, what with all the stuff going on with the Patigam Bells run, etc. this year.
Yeah.
But what have we got in the run-up to Christmas?
Chad Singers, we've got slightly different this year. We call it a Christmas celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Previously, it was a little bit like a carol service, so we used to do it in St. Chad's Church. But this year, we thought we'd have a Christmas celebration and make it more like a Christmas party. So we're going to have it in the village hall, and that's on the 20th of December in Patigam Village Hall, and it'll start at 7:30. So it's going to be a mixture of sing-along carols, so people can join in and enjoy themselves. And obviously all the songs and the pieces will be Christmas bias to them in some way.
And it's nice to have something about Christmas so close to Christmas.
Yeah.
It tends to be, we're heading towards the end of November, which means it's Christmas now.
That's right.
And but there's going to be some things going on in the actual run-up over the next couple of 3 weeks as well. So what else is the village playing host to?
Well, I'm also involved in another choir, which is the Womben Choral Society. And we're doing actually a piece that's actually not going to be in Patigam. It's going to be in town at St. John's Church in the Square.
Mm-hmm.
But that's has going to be Handel's Messiah. So a slightly different scene there, but it's going to be a full orchestra. And we've got guest soloists for all the various solo pieces. And the full choir of around about 80 of us, actually. So,
80 of you in the Hallelujah Chorus is really going to bring the place to a standstill, isn't it?
So that's going to be something. That's on the 13th of December, which is the Saturday before,
mm-hmm.
and again at 7:30. And as I say, it's in the Church of St. John's in the Square in Wolverhampton. Tickets for that are just a very modest £10, actually.
That's not bad for the Messiah, is it?
It is.
Well, it's not a short piece either, is it? I have it on CD and it's two discs.
That's correct, yes. Yes, I've bought that myself to practice with. But obviously there'll be an interval at the side on the night itself, so mm-hmm. That shouldn't be a problem.
And where do we get tickets for these two events?
tickets for both of those. I can help out on those, actually. So if they give me a call, Mike Coop, my phone number is 01902-700-973. That's 01902-700-973. And I can organise that we get plenty of tickets for you.
Much else going on?
We've got a light switch on, which happens, in fact, on Sunday, November the 30th, where we switch the lights around the village on. There's going to be lots of things happening in the village hall, little stands, gift stands, that sort of thing. There's also going to be a Father Christmas grotto, so people can, kids can go and say hello to Father Christmas. So that starts at 2:30 on the 30th of November. Loads of things going on in Pattingham Club, of course. That's very active these days.
What's Pattingham Club, then?
It used to be the Pattingham Working Men's Club, but it's now called the Pattingham Club. It's been completely refurbished about, 6 months ago. Spent a lot of money on it, so it's a really smart-looking club now. And they have sort of regular events on, usually on Saturday evenings, of various artists and that sort of thing. And so it's quite an attractive little venue now.
So Paddington really is the place to come and visit, and it as soon as it starts to snow, it looks even more picturesque than ever. So maybe I'm not wishing bad weather on you, but it does look like a Christmas card, doesn't it?
Yes, indeed it does. And then obviously there's lots of things going on in the church as well. We're doing lots of carol services and that sort of thing.
So what's the website for the church?
The website is www.paddington-church.org. You can find out, they're not quite on yet, but I'm just preparing at the moment, so those will be on within the next few days.
So keep checking back for full details of what's going on. And Pattingham, as I say, a place to visit. And it's whether you're popping in to use some of the local shops or whether you're coming along to one of the events, it's always good to support all what's going on locally. And so Pattingham is a really great place to come and do it, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Mike, great speaking to you. Thank you very much.
And you, Jason.
And I have to say it now. Have a very Merry Christmas.
Yes, and the same to you.
Right for now. See ya.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for joining us on the show this week. That's your lot for now. Zoe, fingers crossed, back next week. I know I said that last week, but hopefully all will be well. And we'll see you then for episode 284. Ta-ra for now.
Goodbye from the milk bar. Goodbye from the milk bar. Goodbye from the milk bar. Goodbye from the milk bar, yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar, yeah.